some components today?
Again, we just obviously we didn't do the things we needed to do to score touchdowns there. We moved the ball, but you know, it always seemed like there was something that just happened in every drive that kept us out of the end zone.
Third year at the program, major improvement, major turnaround. What does this mean, this trip to the state finals, for your program and for the community of Eastern Hancock?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm so proud of these kids in this community. They have worked their rear ends off for this. I couldn't be prouder as a head coach of a group of players. You know, obviously we didn't put it together today, but that shouldn't sum up what these kids have done for this school and this program.
These upperclassmen that you have, really the first group that you took over when you got there, what do those kids mean to you and their effort in this season in the state final?
Well, I'll tell you, they mean a lot to everybody just because of how much they've put in. They've been unbelievable role models for our young kids, and they've just been a pleasure to coach.
Coach, congratulations on making it here. Better luck next season.
Thank you very much.
Coach Patrick Tavera of Eastern Hancock. Coach, just your thoughts on the ball game.
That's a really good football team over there. I want to congratulate Coach Gilbert and the rest of the Tri-Central Trojans. They're an unbelievable team. I don't think we played our best game, but a lot of that had to do with them. We didn't finish drives on offense, and, key points in the game, we couldn't get off the field on defense. And, early on, our defense tried to keep us in, but, at the end, it was too much.
Field position was kind of critical in that first half. Your thoughts?
Yeah, they had us backed up in our side of the field most of the time, so we were driving on a long field, and they were driving on a short field, but, that's part of the game.
At halftime, it's 12-3. Your thoughts on what went on in the locker room halftime? Any adjustments or discussions?
Yeah, we just talked about maintaining blocks, and we a couple things we did play action in the second half. But we had some opportunities out there, and we didn't take advantage of it all game long.
Fourth down opportunities and penalties kind of stymied your efforts as well. Just give us your thoughts on those areas.
It's something that has happened to us. We've been able to overcome it most of the year. Tonight, it kind of bit us where we had some penalties and we couldn't get first down. So, it's just one of those things that happens.
Spencer Gilbert's senior season in his career. Give us your thoughts on Spencer's.
Well, he's been an unbelievable player and an unbelievable role model for these kids. And whatever he decides to do in his future, I know he's going to be a successful kid.
14-0 coming in. Don't let this ball game tarnish your season's effort. Just kind of talk about that.
No question. Thank you.
Your thoughts on Sam Carlton winning the Mental Attitude Award, Coach?
Not a more deserving kid. He is one of the hardest working kids we have. He has overachieved as far as his ability on the football field, and he is an unbelievable student athlete. He's a great kid. His parents should be very proud of him.
Coach, one question. You go up 20-10 midway through in the fourth quarter. Your thoughts on the kickoff?
I had every confidence that our defense was going to be able to stop them and get the ball back. We wanted to try to pin them back, so we had good field position, so when we did get the ball back, we'd be able to score. And then if we scored again, then we were going to go for the onside kick. Obviously, it didn't work out well. They did a great job at the end there on their 4-minute offense of eating up clock and getting first downs.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep.